everyone. We are live with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Well, hello, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastical day.
As always. Super fantastic. Next on the show is Noble.
Hey, unfortunately, I got the ding on the line, so whoops.
Hey, well, at least you didn't have that kind of flu.
Yeah. So. At least my sound's off now.
Yeah. Next on the show, we have Aeon.
Hello. I'm still alive, apparently, in this madhouse of a century. For a year. I don't care.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll make it. You'll make it through it. You'll be fine. And last up, we have Inu.
Hi, I am Inu. I am a woo-woo. Respect my authority.
Cartman!
No, we respect you because you are Boomer. Not really.
Might as well be.
Is Inu the imposter? Signs say no.
The truth revealed.
Your truth or the internet's truth?
The truth.
And ours is lost.
All right. So, let's start with the main headliner event that's been buzzing around just very, very recently, shall we? Yeah, because we have just taken and had a look at the PlayStation 5 reveal event and all its surrounding, you know, everything that it just had to reveal for us. And, you know, and there's been a couple of interesting titles to come out as well. You know, like, firstly, we've got, like, Final Fantasy 16. What do you guys think?
Sorry.
Might I just say, though, Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah.
16.
Yes.
Wow.
Honestly, I'm just over that franchise.
Well, get ready for it to be insane because they add blood and gore to it. Probably an event to bring back either the lost fans after 15 or bring in the fans from Parasite Eve.
Okay, look,
Devil May Cry.
I liked the anime. I thought it was nice and slow for something just to casually watch. The movie was a bit but around that period when the movie came out is when I sort of died off the idea about anything more with Final Fantasy series.
Which movie?
Spirits Within.
God, no, we don't talk about that. No. I was talking Advent Children for a goddamn sin.
It's the Dragon Ball movie of, if you've ever seen Dragon Ball Evolution, then you know how...
I have, and I wanted to rip my eyes out.
This is why, you know, video games don't translate well to movies.
Don't
curse us.
What about the Pokemon one that was released recently?
Okay, that I concede. That was well done. Sonic the Hedgehog.
What about Monster Hunter coming that way? Because I'm afraid for it because it's being made by the dude who made Resident Evil.
Super Mario Brothers was horrible. But honestly, looking at the prices of these consoles, what the hell? Whatever happened to $299 for the
$300?
Yeah. You're right. Here's the thing. The next generation Xbox, we're starting with the small Series S, which is $299.
Which is all digital, might I add.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the all digital PlayStation 4, well, 5, actually, I should say. Excuse me. The all digital PlayStation 5 is apparently going to start at $399.
Jesus.
back to the PlayStation 3 release days. Remember when they charged that much and then $600 for a freaking, I don't know, a 120 gig fat PS3? Jesus. Yeah.
That was a long ass time ago. How long ago was the PS4 released?
Freaking a few years. Five, maybe six.
You know,
that's just based off memory.
From what I recall, I have seen a lot of videos on YouTube where people were discussing how advanced the PlayStation 4 was. The research, the R&D, the development, the actual hardware.
I thought that was basically the PS3 was like this, would be this super advanced supercomputer that had, you know.
But it wasn't actually.
It was.
Here's
I mean,
the
like
problem.
At the time it was, yeah. But then the PS4 came out, but now we have the PS5? Like, really? That was so quick. If you look at like what happened with the PS3, and then the PS4 came out, and then the PS5 came out, like, just pretty quickly after the PS4. It's like the PS4 didn't even freaking matter.
My assumption
is... Or it just didn't exist.
Meanwhile, I'm still here with Windows 7, and it's running fine.
I believe Sony must have had a bunch of videos, requested a bunch of videos be made about their new hardware to sell the idea about how expensive the console is going to be.
Oh, maybe.
Not a good idea.
Holy hell. It's like $700 in Australia for the disc one.
Yeah, that's right. I've got some local pricing here. PlayStation Australia, PlayStation 5... full edition, $749.95. PlayStation 5 Digital, $599.95.
They are just fucking you over there, man. Sorry for my language,
that,
but damn.
You know, that just, you know, just for pricing, like for exchange rate purposes, the full version of PlayStation 5 and Xbox X was like $499. You could argue the exchange rates do kind of closely translate over, and it's in flux. But yeah, we get taxes to deal with, so yeah, that's that.
Well, what it seems like they're trying to do is incentivize people to buy digital games instead of physical copies.
Good luck with that.
The cost of distribution for digital items is a lot cheaper than it is for, well, physical items. That's their
idea. Exactly. Yeah, that's why they want to incentivize people to, you know, pay less for the digital copies.
Well, you see, all right, coming from a boomer, this is what I hate about digital copies. Instead of having an actual hard disk in front of you, a CD or a cartridge. When you have a cartridge and something goes and someone goes and says, oh, we've decided that it's racist to put, you know, two ninjas fighting each other and they're both wearing white. That's too racist. And the black belt, oh, why has it got to be a black belt? Or you understand? They can't take that from you if you have a hard copy disc or a cartridge. But the digital one, well, you sign up and you own the rights to that game for as long as you want until they say, well, we're revoking it because the masses say it's not right.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I've seen this happen with a few select games, like Digimon Story for PS Vita. When Hacker's Memory came out, the first one was now made redundant. You know, I still haven't been able to download it, but here's the problem. In terms of preservation, you know, I would prefer a hard copy, you know, in case they decide to take it down from the server completely.
Right. I mean, just as a case in point, you know, Microsoft and, you know, the Forza Horizon games are basically getting yeeted from the store because it's reached the end of life. The digital ones, I mean.
I like
actually, what, 3 gets yeeted, and I'm forced to buy the disc. I'm forced. But it's a good thing, though, because I get to have that in my collection of their history.
Well, let's say the server goes down. And all of your games are just lost. Everything you paid for, all of that experience, everything is just gone.
One second. Go ahead, Noble.
I like what Nintendo have done with the Switch and with the... Well, they started more with 3DS. Digital and physical copies are the exact same price. And they don't force you to choose. It's just, this is what you can buy. So they limited the console, say, for instance, the 2DS, where they just didn't have the 3D or the flip part. Cheaper console. But you could still digitally download games, or you could use your cartridge.
However, good point right Sony, there.
Sony and Microsoft have gone the other way, whereby, well, we can supply games cheaper through digital, so that's what we'll do. The argument is that, yes, that's fair, but it really falls down to whether or not people want a level playing field or they want to pay a fair price.
Yeah, that's a major issue.
Well, in that case, I would definitely just go with the physical copy.
Yeah. I can provide another instance of why owning a physical copy is probably a good idea. Do you all remember the company Silicon Knights? No? Canadian developers made the first Legacy of Kain game?
Yeah.
X-Men Destiny, frickin' Two Human? Well, Two Human's back on the Xbox store for free, but here's the problem. That happened. It turns out they were in a rights dispute over the Unreal Engine with Epic, and they, because all the games that used it, including X-Men Destiny, were pulled from the storefront and never able to be purchased or downloaded again. And ordered that if you find the copy, destroy it. Nobody's freaking done that. There are people selling X-Men Destiny for like $100 now. And Two Human, since that's back up on the marketplace, nobody's like selling it for hundreds of dollars anymore. They're just saying, oh, we'll just sell it for $6 at this point. But before that, it was $120 just to get a copy of that. That's why you always have to have a hard copy just in case something like this happens.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case.
Isn't this the reason, what was it called, the Google Stadia didn't really take
off? No, we do not talk about that nightmare. We do not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we just pretend that thing never existed because it doesn't, you know, it never made a footprint.
No, any footprint it made was muddled in lies, including Xbox xCloud is just as bad. It is just as bad. They said they fixed the problems that Stadia had. One of our members, Neo was it, I think, tried it. And guess what his verdict was? It was exactly like Stadia. xCloud is not ready. Send that thing back to the goddamn oven. Game Pass stays.
So, the whole Google console thing was already released?
Way before all this xCloud stuff I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. I thought it was still in limbo. I didn't think it had been released.
Oh, you should see the ads Google's pushing for again.
I haven't seen the ads.
Oh, you don't want to. They're still pushing PUBG and freaking Destiny 2 as driving forces when they're both inferior versions.
And they're still, yeah, they're aged games, but still. Anyway.
Hell, even Borderlands 3 has not changed one iota on that damn thing.
The next thing that we've got on the whole PlayStation 5 reveal parties. Well, you probably have heard, if you're trying to pre-order a PlayStation 5, well, you're going to have to really fight this one out.
Oh, yeah, here we go, people. Because of scalpers or something, well, oh, my God, I don't know what Sony's doing with this pre-order process, but they are testing my patience with how they've been acting very anti-consumer as of late.
Apparently, you know, they said that they've kicked it off just a little bit early with the whole pre-order thing. And, you know, and every single retailer's just literally gone swamped.
GameStop started blocking people on the site just trying to pre-order the damn thing.
So, if anyone remembers the release of the first PlayStation 3, it's probably best to wait 6 months before getting a console.
Or just stick to PC. You know?
No, Noble has a big, big point there. I mean, they release it and they don't know if they worked out all the bugs.
It took them a while to get used to the cell structure and so on. I get it. And everything else. But the PlayStation 5... I mean, for the PlayStation 5, look at it. They do this. All the retailers basically, you know, they get swamped, and then people are now saying, you know, there's going to be a stock shortage of PlayStation 5s. like apparently 4 million units short of their, you know, they've had to cut back, you know, if one source from Bloomberg is to be believed.
I don't trust Bloomberg. I really do not.
So it sounds like a certain movie, Marvel movie recently, where the numbers were a bit bloated.
Right.
Oh, yes, Captain Marvel. How can we forget that travesty?
I mean, the other option is they may not have the capacity to be able to produce as many consoles as they would have outside of, say, allegedly people dropping dead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why people would even want to bother buying
with a
PS5
or something like that.
Right, why?
Don't get me started with the elitist fanboys. Oh my god, they have gotten so much worse. Okay, I'm going to be bringing up the infamous Horizon Zero Dawn being ported to PC, and they were screeching. They said, I will kill Sony if they put it on PC. Sony proceeds to do so, and they just lose their shit. They just lose their shit.
Why is it the Japanese people that have that sort of mentality are far more interesting to
listen not,
to?
I don't know, but here's the thing. The PS4 fanboys, they're aggressive. I mean, you dare say anything promoting anything but a PlayStation, like Steam and Xbox, or the fact that you own a Steam, Xbox, or even a damn Switch, or all three, they will come after you. They will come after you. Meet your new PC Master Race bastards. Meet the new Nazis. Because even the Steam PC Master Race people are tired of them and will do whatever they can just to piss them off at this point.
Look, the only reason why I invested in a Switch is because the games I want to play are on it. Yes.
The only reason I invested in Switch is because, well, I could take things like Borderlands 2 or even freaking The Witcher on the go. You know, that's the big point.
The only game that would be cross-platform at the moment that I'd like to play is Spyro.
Yes.
However, absolutely. I have it on the Switch. There is I don't see any reason to get a 4K version of it, to be honest.
Nor do I. I really do not.
I got a shitty old 1080p.
I only like playing Spyro on the PS1.
Oh, I've been trying to get the old games of that.
You got a mod of Vita or frickin' mod of PS3 or something now for that to happen.
The Reignited Trilogy did look pretty damn cool, though.
I mean, they had the classic releases on the PlayStation Network store for PS3, so you can relive that.
Oh, yeah.
PSP, yeah, but Vita, that's like a gray area.
But the PS5, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. I do happen to like the controller.
Right.
That design.
I really don't care about that thing. I mean, it just looks like a PS4 controller just with mood lights going on.
It's modern. It's, you know, kind of sleek.
I think they took the whole modern thing design thing a little too far though.
they
just really don't care.
A controller is
a controller.
Well, okay, there's that, but like also the console itself is like vertical. Like what? In the heck is that?
Looks like a Wi-Fi router or Jotaro Kujo's freaking outfit in like what season 4 of Bizarre Adventure or something?
Wasn't there a meme about that? Do you want a router or do you want
a
refrigerator?
A lot of memes about that. If you remember on one of our past episodes when we first glanced our eyes on it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It was a router or
pretty
weird. Refrigerator.
But hey, I guess.
I can't wait till they put in upgradable peripherals into consoles.
What do you mean, like VR?
No. I mean, like, you buy a base unit, and you can choose to put in a disk drive, or a card reader, or a...
Like a desktop PC.
Yeah, basically that, except gaming console.
Yeah,
only.
That would help out immensely. That would help out immensely, cut down on some of the, you know, BS with all that. It would cut down everything dramatically.
Yeah, if it was modular, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the PS3's hard drive was sort of modular. You can just, like, tear out a certain thing or remove it and replace it with, like, these 4 terabyte frickin' HDDs, for Christ's sake. I am not joking. Like laptop HDDs. or SSDs.
I have an original Xbox, the very, very first one, the big black one with the green button on top. And I'm going to skip over the story about how I got it. But it's got a 1 terabyte hard drive, and it's got every video game, every stand-up arcade game ever known to man since the 1970s up until 2000-ish.
Does it run House of the Dead 3 or 2?
No. I'm talking about Atari games. I'm talking about 8-bit Nintendo games. I'm talking about all the stand-up arcade that we used to play when, you know, cabinet games. I don't know how they modded it, but man, it's amazing. That is my crown jewel.
The modding community for the original Xbox is something similar to the modding community for the
PS3.
Nintendo Wii.
We've got homebrew, remember? Like, you know, homebrew stuff and, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then not to mention the PSP, the modding community for the Vita, even the modding community for the 3DS. Holy Moses on a crack pipe.
All I'm saying is that original Xbox, the very first Xbox controller, was my favorite. It was so comfortable. It fits my really weird big hands.
You mean El Duke? They brought that back for the Xbox One, man. No, I'm not joking. Yeah, they have this little LED in the center that literally plays the intro from the startup of the original.
Oh, mate.
Look, I've got a fear that this new console, the new Xbox and the new PlayStation, one, they're priced too high. Two, if not enough people have them, then people aren't going to be buying the game. So the console's life might not kick off for at least a year or two.
I mean, the price, it's one thing for the pricing, but pre-orders, you know, people will still buy them. You know that.
But now here's the thing with that, back to that, you know, game stuff, if anybody cannot afford them. This is where backwards compatibility comes into heavy play, actually. You know,
it comes into heavy play.
And so far, from what I've seen from Sony, when they said, we're just going to announce 100 select PS4 games and that'll be it. But now all of a sudden, because of the backlash on that, they're opening that up more.
Sounds like.
Meanwhile, Xbox is laughing in Chad, saying, you're joking, right? All of our digital 360 Xbox original and all of the Xbox One library will be available to play on the Series X, no issue.
Oh, so it's Sony this time that's the tight asses and Microsoft being the loosey-gooses.
I mean, they learned their lesson from E3 that one time where they said, oh, you won't be able to play pre-owned games and all that.
Yeah.
They learned their lesson from that.
Sony just basically pissed on them when the whole CD thingy in the used games. Now, look,
Xbox, it's their turn to strike back.
Yeah, Xbox is even pissing on Sony with the pre-order thingy. Look at this. Pre-ordered Xbox Series X and Series S starting on September 22. Xbox All Access pre-orders will also begin. It's all finally happening. Get your exact local start time and participating local retailers here. At least now, if they're going to do the pre-order stuff, they're going to do it properly.
Oh, come on, Japan. You could have done this so much better.
Nah, it's California's fault, remember? Like, Sony moved their head office to California.
Oh, that was a very bad idea. You should have kept it in Kyoto. Really? You should have kept it there.
I've got a couple of questions about this pre-order thing and how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Sony PS5 is having a pre-order, and when is it supposed to happen? Before Christmas?
Sony, they're already taking pre-orders like earlier than expected. It's just that people have been locked out because of the sheer volume of pre-orders.
But the pre-order is supposed to happen.
Even getting locked on GameStop.
Like, when is it supposed to be delivered? Like, on Black Friday special? So you go in, you pick up your PS5, and the giant 65-inch flat screen is on sale.
I don't know about that, but, you know, they're expecting the launch on November, like the actual product. They're taking pre-orders right now for the PlayStation 5. They're taking pre-orders like September 22 for the next-gen Xbox. But, yeah. You just basically put the pre-order in, and when it, I'm sure, you know.
The launch is supposed to be.
I've not tried pre-ordering, but yeah.
So the launch is supposed to be during the presidential election here in America.
Pretty much. To keep people calm down as they watch two idiots duke it out for the free world. My money's on Trump at this point. My money's on Trump because I don't trust Biden. I would take the lesser of the two evils.
Guys, yeah, but anyway. You know what planet he's on.
Anyway. since we're hearing this, he's gone for, you know, we're not going to move on just yet, but we're going to cover what about the rest of the games that have come out for the, you know, that have been revealed at the PS5 launch reveal.
Well, Resident Evil 8 is one of them, and what the hell are they doing with that? Jesus.
What about Hogwarts?
No. Get J.K. Rowling and her frickin' political writings out of here, and just get her away from everything now.
Too late.
Does she have any, like, semblance of influence?
Sanity? No.
No. Well, I know that, but like, any like influence over this new Hogwarts game or no?
Apparently, please, God, we're gonna look into it at the moment. They're saying that the developers say J.K. Rowling is not directly involved in the creation of the game. Her writing is the foundation of this world. This is not a new story from J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of confused about, because I was like, does she really have any influence over that, or are these people just like, do they have their rights, like, do they buy them? I don't know.
Survey says they have the rights.
Right. But
so
here's the thing, though.
J.K. Rowling isn't actually involved in developing this game at all.
In the writing of the plotline or whatsoever, have you?
Okay.
All right. But the thing is, though, like at this point, you know, J.K. Rowling is in so much hot water at the moment because...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She became a TERF like Rose McGowan. And that did not bode well. Holy crap.
Why is it so many famous people have turned toxic?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's... I don't know. Maybe it's because they want America to be like China.
It's because,
or
something, I don't know,
something where they can't
something,
do any wrong.
There's something in the thing that's just causing celebrities to just, you know, to go loopy.
It's probably just excessive amounts of money and arrogance and some kind of an egotistical
drive,
you know, self-importance. Yeah, something like that.
Hmm. Right. But yeah, I mean, I know this launch event wasn't... It wasn't too heavy-handed on the games just yet, but hey.
Look, the way I see it, if they're going to be divided like this, making a Harry Potter game, it's not a good time for it.
And considering all that's went on with the IP and Rowling, yeah, no, get out of here. I've never seen such a toxic fan base in my life, and I've seen people screeching at Capcom for Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Oh god,
you should have seen their faces when it actually got announced. They were sharpening their pitchforks, and then that happened. They all went dead silent.
Also, you
jeez.
Know, I guess on another little similar game side note, though, I think wasn't Spider-Man also thing like with the, wasn't weren't they all buddy buddy with PlayStation? Because I think they were at one point.
That's kind of a brand new rabbit hole that's recently opened up, is because the reason why we're getting a brand new Spider-Man game and all that, Sony's demanding their fans to literally talk to Sony and have them do it.
Yeah, I mean,
they're screeching at them to do it.
I mean, we're getting the new Miles Morales game, and you know, in the past,
yeah.
I really know. Yeah, Sony and Spider-Man have been on buddy-buddy at one point. So I figured that would be interesting.
Make no mistake, Sony and Disney really hate each other. They really do.
Uh-huh.
And Sony's trying... Not Sony, freaking Disney's trying to get rip the rights, you know, to everything involving Spider-Man right out of them. And Sony, well, considering what happened with, you know, Sam Raimi and how well he made his trilogy, they don't want to let that go. They really don't, and I can understand why. I mean, it's made them so much money. It's basically one of the first comic book adaptation movies that actually did well for them, So they're going to hold on to that.
The problem is the long term, it may cost them more than what they could make.
But yeah, I guess all in all, what do you guys think? Would you, about the whole, you know, what's been revealed for the PlayStation 5, which, you know, it's funny to think, like, Avira, you thought, you know, in your lifetime, you'd never thought you'd see the PS5 come manifest.
I never did, no. Like,
nobody did.
That used to be a meme, like, back in the day. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Newgrounds.
But, I am.
They had a series called The Decline of Video Gaming. And it came out back in, like, I don't know, like 2007 or something like that. And they were joking about, like, oh, in the future, there's going to be the PlayStation 5. They're going to have Final Fantasy XXIVV, whatever the hell. And it was, like, a meme at the time. But now it's a reality. Now Final Fantasy 16 is coming out, and the PlayStation 5 is actually a thing. I never thought
so they kind of foretold the future without knowing it.
They did. Dude, it's crazy. Like, I never even thought.
Well, seriously, though, how popular has Final Fantasy been over the last, like, 3 decades?
I don't know. Very popular. They got, like, almost 20 damn games at this moment. It's freaking bonkers.
Still
pisses me off. Parasite Eve doesn't even get that love anymore.
I mean, Final Fantasy, yes. They're about to have their 16th title, multiple spin-offs, a collaboration with Disney.
On the PlayStation 5, no less? Like, what the freak?
No, look at the other way Pokemon's still going.
Yeah, Pokemon's still going.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this. Game Freak lied. They lied.
Anyway, but yeah. Other than that, maybe the PlayStation 5 may or may not be a cup of tea, like design and everything else, but again, no.
It's just surreal. Like, who would have thought the PlayStation 5 would actually be a thing?
Not many people, actually.
I didn't.
Nobody did. We all thought it was just going to be PS3 or PS4 for a very long time, because...
Yeah.
But lo and behold, and like I usually say, I'm going to say the clean version, bloody hell, there it is!
I've got a question for the chat.
Yeah?
I know that most of us, if not all of us, including myself, love retro gaming.
No question.
I'm going to ask the question right now. Is it Nintendo 8-bit or is it Sega Genesis? Ooh... If you had a choice, Nintendo 8-bit or Sega Genesis?
Well, the Sega Genesis did have Jurassic Park Rampage Edition, but it had its fair share of problems.
Inu, were you sure to put out the baseball bats and cricket bats before saying that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, them's fighting words.
But on the subject of retro gaming, since I suck with both systems, I'm just going to have to stick to my era, PlayStation 1 at least.
I know.
Hell yeah,
I was in the PlayStation 1 era and the Nintendo 64 era.
Man, the Nintendo 64, I mean, what they did to Resident Evil 2 on that was kind of heresy, but it was also the first time black techno magic has been freaking done.
Well, NES, I mean, Nintendo AB seems to be taking the votes thus far. I mean, even I would have voted for Nintendo, but still, that's just me.
I mean, don't get me wrong. With the new Monster Hunter game, the RE engine's running on that and coming to the Switch. Holy crap. If I see RE7 officially and not that little joke of a, you know, you just have this little free install and you have to pay for tickets to play it. You know, if it's not that, I will die a happy.
Okay, so I'm guessing the Xbox and the PlayStation are more, they're more or less the adult-oriented games, where Nintendo Switch is for everyone, adult, and they're marketing a little more towards children.
I mean, Switch is cool for everyone still. Like, Switch has basically been getting lots of fantastic third-party support from, you know, from companies you'd never expect. Like,
yeah, freaking CD Projekt Red, freaking Witcher 3, holy moly.
I've got to hand it to Nintendo.
World War Z.
I've got to hand it to Nintendo because, I mean, you got Xbox and you've got Sony. I'm sure they have some releases for, you know, kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old. Nintendo is just like, here, more kids' games, more kids' games. Those guys aren't giving you kids' games like we're giving you children's games. You know, parents, they love the ESRB. They love the rated G for everyone. I got to hand it to Nintendo. They stuck with the kids, and the kids love them, and they love the kids.
And the kids have become lifetime customers. I mean, why do you think the freaking DS sold so well? Well, the right? PSP was kind of kicking it into the dirt until the 3DS came out.
Well, when the 3DS initially came out, it sold pretty poorly.
Yeah, just like the Vita, but here's the thing. Nintendo stuck to it.
Yeah, as time went on, it got better. And I have to admit, I really like the fact that Nintendo have gone, okay, so we're producing a game console, and we have to compete with everyone else. They literally ideas. Just gave him the finger, and they said, here are a couple of swords, go duke it out. We'll go over here.
I mean, one of its launch titles was two Resident Evil games, if I can recall, The Mercenaries 3D and Revelations. And good Lord, those were killer apps for the time, because when I first got a 3DS and later on those games, holy Christ, they went nuts with that thing. They actually made it look like I was playing on a PS3 for a minute. That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, the first time I saw a Nintendo 3DS, that really creeped me out. I was like, wow, I live in the freaking future.
We had this revolutionary
tool. It looked like a
freaking
hologram. It was nuts.
I mean, yeah, the DS, like, yeah, it was
yeah,
interesting for the first
heck?
Time with the dual screens and, you know, like this little pen stylus thing. And
no, but like, it was like 3D, though. It was like literally jumping out of the freaking screen.
You do
it
know
was
the
so
last,
cool.
The last console that, 3D type, or the last DS type console that was sold was actually a 2DS. They didn't bother doing a 3DS as the last one.
I mean, I don't think Nintendo people want to talk about the 2DS. They just want to pretend it doesn't exist.
Well, no.
Actually, I had a 2DS, and let me just tell you, that thing actually did me well.
Joel, the 3DS kind of failed.
Oh.
Because the last Pokemon Sun and Moon, that doesn't have 3D in it, or it's an Ultra Sun and Moon. They don't have 3D effects in it. Nintendo just stopped producing 3D games towards the end because there's just no point to it. So it was fancy, but it's like 3D in cinema. It keeps coming out, but people just don't fall in love with
it. Gets burnt out.
I'll tell you something. This is, again, the boomer, the gray muzzle. I've seen it was 1991, 1992. I went to visit my uncle, and downstairs there was a pizza parlor with a couple of arcade games. One of them was like a weird waist-high thing with a dome on top of it, and it was a 3D thing. It looked like you can reach in and grab the cowboy, and there was a little gun, and you got to shoot him before he shoots you. And that was 3D, like holographic, like the 3DS. This stuff has been out since a long, long time. Nintendo kind of brung it back to the surface, because in 1991, I don't think people were ready for it. But when Nintendo brung it, yeah, it was way ahead of their time. People were not ready for that. I mean, people were, they were lined up in that pizza parlor to play that game, and it was 50 cents at a time when Street Fighter II might have been 25 cents to play. This was 50 cents. Yeah.
That one thing you're on about, I remember something kind of being like that, except it was just allocated to the sniper scope. I mean, you had a screen, yeah, but it was called Silent Scope. You know, you had to use the scope. You couldn't just, like, it was a different kind of light gun. You know, you had this 2D surface, but you had to use a scope to go into 3D and find the target.
All I know is that it was... It was about as big as a pizza pie, like a big round thing. It wasn't even a square screen. It was a circle. It looked like R2-D2, but shorter and a little bit fatter.
Oh, you mean Cholo D2.
And so the gun was in front of you. You put your 50 cents in, and you know the little hologram would sit there right in the middle. There was three prongs, I guess, that would project into the middle of the surface. And I guess that's how they had 3D with three cameras focused in to hit the light at each other. You know how, like, you can interrupt a laser with another laser and make it bounce off each other?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's how light gun games I actually think work, too.
That's kind of the way it was back in 91 or 92, whatever it was. And the little cowboy it looked like you can reach out and just hit him and smash him. But you put your hand in, and it disappears. So you got to sit there and wait till it says something like, draw, partner, and then you put the gun up, you pick it up out of the holster, and you shoot him quicker than he can shoot you, and you won the game.
So it was a quick draw style.
Right. It wasn't no duck hunt aiming. It was how quick can you draw? Because I can guarantee you there was no lasers in that gun. It was the trigger only.
So that's how they did 3D back in those days, huh?
I mean, but yeah, kind of.
That was so cool. But like I said, I don't think the world was ready for it. But when Nintendo brought it to the surface again, and this is 3D without the need of any kind of glasses, any kind of eyewear to make it 3D, and it was just like a little sliding switch on the side. Wow. Man, Nintendo, I gotta hand it to them.
Even ready for that right now.
Yeah, 3D. Ooh, I don't know.
Welcome to the future. Like nobody's ready.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if the world's ready yet for like even greater 3D technology at the moment. Like, imagine being ready for holograms this year.
There's actually something like that, and it's still in development for Microsoft. Ever heard of the HoloLens? They actually showed it off at an E3 event for Minecraft, and holy crap, it was just Minecraft running on a pedestal with them wearing the glasses playing it.
Telstra.
Yeah, imagine like when you don't actually have to wear the freaking glasses, though.
There's a video online where you can watch a Telstra board meeting, I think it is, and they show off holographic technology. It's also been on a lot of American news networks. The news show, sorry. So hologram technology does currently exist. It's just horribly expensive.
Well, I mean, Silicon Graphics, when, you know, Jurassic Park was being made, those machines to frickin' render the dinosaurs and all that were crazy expensive.
And now you can buy a cheap-ass $100 laptop from the shop and basically render out an entire movie. It'll take you a while, but it's possible.
The craziest 3D thing I've ever seen was in Disneyland in Anaheim, California. They had a tiny little river running through it, and every couple of hours they would have the light show, and it was a laser show, and they had the queen, I think her name was Maleficent or something, she turned into this three-story dragon right before my eyes with lasers, and it was 3D and it's smoking. I was kind of, wow.
Wow.
It was trippy.
Sure you weren't on LSD? Dude,
that's crazy.
I took my nephews to Disney. They was all, you know, this nephew's in town from Jersey. The other one's in town from, I think one of them was from Florida, and the niece was from Texas at the time. But I had all my nephews and nieces in town at the same time. So the plan was we take them all to Disney, and they were, well, one of them started crying because she got afraid because of the dragon. But it was fun.
Hey, at least it wasn't Jaws 3D. I mean, say that much. Look at how bad that thing is.
Yeah, 3D video gaming. Jeez.
I had a pretty crazy experience when I was in Best Buy a few years ago. Have you guys ever seen those TVs that are like curved.
I don't understand those curved monitors.
If you look at it at a certain angle, like straight up, it looks like it's like popping out. Like it's hard to explain, but like it's one of those weird ass things. Yeah. So I was in Best Buy, and I walked past one of these things, and they were playing some movie, and I was just like, "Holy bonkers! I've never seen anything."
Wait a minute. Is those 3D TVs that you had to have like those freaking weird glasses for or something? Because that's what it sounded like.
No, you don't even need the glasses though. Like it's just like a curved TV. Like
it's a concave curve.
Yeah, I've been seeing, you know, curved monitors, curved TVs, and it's like, it's almost as if, you know...
I just don't understand the curve, you know?
Like, it's as if, like, am I looking at an optical illusion, or is this legit, you know, is it legit popping out at me?
Right? Dude, like, that's exactly what I was thinking. I just walked past it, I'm like, holy shit, what is happening?
It's pretty Either cool. you're high off weed, or you just entered the future.
No, I mean, dude, my dad has a curved monitor for his PC. Not that he uses it too much or whatever, but wow. Can I just say? Mm-mm. It's, yeah.
My goodness.
Technology advances.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I mean, maybe one day, you know, they might be implementing that stuff on phones. Imagine implementing that stuff on phones or tablets.
They might be already, but imagine just running that off your brain at some point. Then we would be living in some sort of crazy Ready Player One style world. Just minus all the poverty and, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah, minus all the stacked trailers.
That's what I'm on about.
Alright, so we know the 3D. How about the 2D?
Yeah, it's been all there since the end of days. It's always been there.
Are you more?
I mean, sometimes 2D is better. Just I'm not gonna lie.
I'm more of a fan of 2D.
Oh yeah. Well.
Plus, it's cheap to render if you're a gaming artist too.
Like I'll tell you something. Movies I like in 3D. The only animated movie I liked in 3D was Zootopia. I watched that and it was just absolutely stunning. I hated the movie. But man, watching that in 3D was absolutely stunning. I actually prefer normal animation, though.
You hated Zootopia.
Don't judge me. I love the characters, all the designs, the background.
Judges you in furry.
He's a gray muzzle, dude. Judges you in People candy are gonna have different. How ones. In the fuck do you call yourself a freaking furry?
Oh shit! Bro. I'm I'm kicked out of Furry Raiders, aren't I?
No, you're not. I'm just going to say, fandom. You're from a different time, man. You know, you're going to have a different of opinion, you know.
Not only kicked out of the Furry Raiders, I am kicked out of the fandom altogether.
No, you're good.
Nah, you're not. You don't qualify for the, you know, for furry trashing for not liking Zootopia. You don't.
I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. End of story, man. There shouldn't be a fight over something like that. Anybody who does try and start that is an idiot.
Nah, there's lots of stuff that dude. I love.
Nah, there's lots of stuff that I hate. Put this live comment up. Hate Zootopia. Heresy.
Okay. Brother, get the flamer. Or better yet, don't get the flamer. Just hit the button. No,
wish granted. Wish granted. Wish granted.
Overlay. Yep.
Ironic that I have that currently pasted to my Xbox, that sticker. I'm not joking.
Hey, I'm glad you like them, though. How do you find the stickers, though? Because they came out of my garage.
I'm liking them. They work. And they're lasting longer than my Gears of War 4 Lancer sticker.
Yeah, I mean, I use the good stuff. I'm in the I'm partly in the printing industry, and I can get the good quality product that's all weather and it'll last for years. So yeah,
I just say everybody, if you can, you know, if you got like what spare $15 or something, just buy a stack of these.
Yeah, mean, by all means,
just buy a stack and do with whatever.
Yeah, shameless advertising. Go to furryraiders.org. But, you know, check out the store, buy our stickers. $15 a pack will get you 10 stickers, all weather, vinyl, long life, stick it where you like, except for, you know, places where you're not supposed to be. But other than that, though, we got Foxlers, we got Jolts, and we got more to come. So, yeah, if you'd like to sell with us, you know, drop your line.
And I'll funny, we started. Funny, we started talking about stickers. Someone gave me a handful of stickers that they bought on Wish yesterday. And it's
what?
It was like a penny purchase, and they got a bag full of stickers. Just random things. Like, there's one that says Wi-Fi. There's one that says television. There's a bunch of dog stickers, and they're all German Shepherds. And I'm like, this is so appropriate. Happy September.
Doggos are the purest.
Happy September. His Sona is a Sheppy, so.
Soon it will be Snecktober.
Foxtober. And then November.
I thought it was Snecktober.
No Sneppy on Snecky.
October.
So where did we get trial off from?
I just went, you know what, we just. Dude, I think because this is so slow, I think this just worked out in the end, huh?
Hold on!
Casual conversation.
Let's move to we talked about...
Yeah, we do have another thing. We do have another topic for you, actually. Just, we got... Because I think you guys, if you guys will appreciate this.
Ironically, we were just talking about animation, so
and bring it up. Yeah, like, you guys will appreciate this if you've been, you know, if you're a big fan of the older style cartoons and animation.
That's why I was trying to sneakily segue into it.
I didn't read
that. Well, it kind of worked.
Why not, right? At this point, we kind of petered out. But hey, here we are. We're back in it now. Don Bluth launches new studio to usher in a renaissance of hand-drawn animation.
And Disney's currently losing its mind. They are freaking afraid.
Okay, so does anyone remember Lilo and Stitch?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently what the Disney did was they got back a whole bunch of old animators that were retired, in quotation marks, to make that movie traditionally.
Right.
And now it looks like they're trying to go back it, but I'm wondering how many of those employees are either still kicking around or willing to come back to teach
or to traditional animation.
Yeah.
Disney, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's. I don't think you'd want to come back to Disney because I don't think they know what the meaning of traditional animation is anymore.
It's just money.
I can give them a tip. It requires painting and a shitload of glass.
What?
Mm-hmm. Bambi was... The opening scene of Bambi, those panels, the actual footage was filmed from painted panels.
Mother.
But they had to physically move.
Okay. Cells.
Except big. Not small. We're talking like big cells. This was the setup was huge for it.
Oh, you're talking about the background, the forest and the little river and oh my god.
Yeah, going back to that kind of animation is gonna cost them a shit ton. Plus I think it's too late.
It's the damage is done. It's too late.
Do you guys remember when Disney actually announced that they're going to officially not have traditional animation anymore?
Yeah.
I believe this was about 8 years ago. Like, it was quite some time. But they officially transitioned to, you know, CGI and doing that kind of stuff.
Bad idea, in my take.
Yeah, it is. Because all the traditional animators that used to work at Disney are, you know, they have no place there anymore. Mm. And a lot of people had to quit. And that was like almost a decade ago.
Yeah.
In the words of the evil Bong Eevee,
they're trying to bring it back.
Now,
they should.
Maybe, I don't think Disney can bring it back anymore. They've basically gone too far down the hole.
Dead.
It's time to look at another pioneer at this now. So let's enter Don Bluth. Huh?
The legend returns.
I wish them luck.
I mean, that man is still going even at the age of 82.
Where's our Dragon's Lair movie, Dawn?
Right, so let's read this article.
Yeah, so first,
while
like,
Netflix develops an adaptation of his iconic game, Dragon's Lair, Don Bluth, 82 years old, is looking ahead to future projects. The animation legend behind The Secret of Nim and The Land Before Time has launched a new venture, Don Bluth Studios, with the express goal to create new characters, new ideas, and new cartoons.
Rightio. So the first thing that he's going to be starting is that he's starting Bluth's Fables, which is based on, you know, the short stories based on Aesop Fables with the Don Bluth touch. And you can
clearly
see,
we're getting religious here?
Well, it's
just a tad bit.
But again, it's got the traditional Don Bluth style. It's got, you know, it's got the traditional hand painted feel, and you know, and they're going to be more transparent because people can see, you know, concept art, works in progress, pencil tests, model sheets, animatics, much more, and you know, maybe, you know, yeah, kind of get the people immersed.
Yeah, this is going to build up the hype for this. It really is.
It's just drawing back in the crowd.
I mean, Don Bluth has the most real impressive animation credentials. You already know
he's an ex-animator at Disney. He got laughed out of there, but he was the one, so to speak, that put them on notice.
He challenged their What is it?
He challenged them with movies like, you know, The Land Before Time, Secret of Nim,
Secret of
American
Nim.
Tale.
The dude went nuts, and they were scared of him. Because this was the first time Disney actually had competition since the 60s.
Whoops.
Oh, he's talented. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and that's a big mistake for Disney to underestimate that again, you know? If they do it again, well, I can say history's surely going to repeat. Bluth will be coming back with a frickin' fist full of dollars.
You know, the fun part is that at the moment, there is no contest.
Not
if he's able to go old school and not have to rely on listening to like figureheads in the company, in a company, he basically he's going to steamroll everything Disney does.
Well, here's the thing. This was not Bluth's first animation studio. Back in the early 90s, he had one called Don Bluth Studios, Don Bluth Animation Studios. He lost that, you know, so to speak. You know, everything started to fall apart for him. Then all of a sudden he comes out with a studio, again, just minus the animation, you know, and the subtitle. He's resurrecting the company from the look of it. That takes balls to do.
And, you know, and they're becoming more and more, you know, this time they're basically embracing the, you know, the modern technology side of things, and they're still keeping it old school. They're now being able to connect with fans because now they've got a YouTube channel and they're live streaming the creative process every week. And so, you know.
But see, this is where they're not failing. They're taking the old school animation techniques and bringing them forward. If Disney did
and
that
mainstream
properly,
them actually.
If Disney had done it properly and kept at least the decent animators they had for the proper body movements, they could have really nailed it.
But they didn't.
Well, it's also very important to remember that it does take quite a large team of skilled artists to actually animate, you know, well, to work in animation.
Like I said, I used to drink coffee with them in Fullerton, California, and Disney did not treat them well, even when they were making, well, they were making 2D animation. They did not treat them well, and that's why you see little Easter eggs in each one of their hand-drawn, hand-painted 2D animation. So maybe
yeah,
this is
no
why
easy
they
feat
switched
to do,
over to
like,
3D
for sure.
Sounds like they're the Apple of the entertainment industry.
Aggressive, sensorial as all hell.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were to go back to 2D and just keep the wokeness out, they'd have another Robin Hood. They'd have another Little Mermaid, or they'd have another Bambi. No. Neither one of those were woke. As far as I can see, neither one of I have a box of VHSs all in the white covers. And those are absolute treasures.
You're not going to like what I have to say, but they're remaking The Little Mermaid with Melissa McCarthy as frickin' Ursula.
Yep, I already hate it.
And Ariel's now just forced to be black at this point.
I don't care.
It's not looking good at this point.
I don't even care if she's turned into a black girl or an Asian girl or a Captain American girl. I don't care what color or race she is. The Little Mermaid, such a classic, such a crown jewel of Disney. And why are you remaking it? Why are you remaking it? It's perfectly beautiful and gorgeous and epic the way it is. Why?
Well, I may have.
They don't have to remake it because they're running out of ideas. That's why.
The Lion King. Oh my God! What an epic movie!
Please. Oh my good golly!
We do not talk.
Bonkers goodness! Do not. I want to say the original.
The original Lion King was the first time they tried a little bit of CGI here and there, and especially like when the wildebeest was running down the mountain. Oh my God!
So was Don Bluth planning any other animations, or
at this point he's just working one thing at a time now? Bluth Fables. So yeah, we just get, and then eventually they'll pick up. And, you know, they're gonna build a thing with new worlds, new characters, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Most I can say is welcome back, you beautiful, beautiful bastard. We needed you, and we are getting you back. Welcome back, Dawn.
Oh yeah, I'm hyped.
Yeah. Awesome.
Besides, I know, like, which one of those, you know, if you look back at Don Bluth's memory lane, which one of those Don Bluth productions was your favorite?
I'm gonna have to say All Dogs Go to Heaven, because, dude, why the hell not?
I was going to say that too. Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, I would love another American Tale type movie. I mean,
I would love another.
They would have to debate the rights with Universal on that.
Secrets of NIMH, something in that sort of category, something fresh, something new, something bloody good.
Yeah, the Secret of NIMH and American Tale are my favorite picks.
I mean, I like Ritsuko. But
Aggressive Retsuko, or Aggressuko as they now call it.
I watched the last series of series 3 of that recently, and that was really good.
The third series.
Actually, they gave my man Haida what he's really been after for once.
No spoilers.
Just freaking Retsuko.
No spoilers.
Watch it then, Ninu. Do it.
I did. I finished it in 2 nights. It was epic. It was the most epic of all 3 seasons.
That's what I'd
like. Haida got his wish.
I mean, he doesn't have to make anything original, but if he can blow people's minds with just making animation, then America isn't completely lost in when it comes to cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's just hope it's not like another Fox Studios situation.
Or, dare I say it, Star Trek Lower Decks.
We do not talk such heresy. Get that out of here.
Dare you say it, indeed.
It's just a rip-off Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it is.
Except the main character's mother is a total... just an evil mother, Hubbard. Oh my God. She's doing everything she can to get her own daughter thrown off the ship. That is just... why? Last I recall, within Star Trek, I think parents would be proud to have their children serve alongside them in Starfleet, not go this route.
So, Joel, was there anything else in the article with Don Bluth?
No. I think they just the details are a little bit scarce at the moment because it's still in its early days, but no, there's no...
Oh, well, just set the timer then.
I think that's really much it, though, because considering, you know, wow. I know. I mean, yeah, I understand this has been a very, very slow week. Except, and let's be honest here, I think the PS5 thing just propped us through.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I'm also very grateful that, you know, at least 2D animation is starting to come back now. Hopefully.
I mean, there was things like that kind of kept it alive, like The Amazing World of Gumball, at least. I mean, that tried.
That was
mixing it with CGI and all that, but they still kept
it. Was a whole bunch of different styles. Hell, they even had like a claymation episode. That was weird. Remember that?
But it sort of kept 2D alive for a minute. I mean, it was better than what else was coming out.
Yeah, Gumball is awesome.
All right. So, I guess that is that for the week. Understandably, you know, it's what we have. And hey, so, once again, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did making it, though. So, who'd like to wrap up the show? One at a time.
Pull your head out of the stand, take a deep breath, and make sure you don't pass out.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
I gotta go somewhere right after this, so I'm just gonna say, laters, Raiders, love you long time.
Bye.
Adios.
Hey, on.
Yeah, just try and keep saying, don't attack people. Not a good idea. Because people do bite back. But just chill, watch some, I guess, Don Bluth stuff. If Netflix will allow it, if they're not too
occupied with stuff. I'm, you know, go back to your local shop, and I'm sure they have, you know, the Don Bluth classics. You know, try your thrift store. Try, you know, all that.
Try Hulu. I think they got some of them.
Yeah. Why not? And Avira.
Well, it was super awesome talking with you guys, as always. And hope you have a nice day and or night, wherever you might be.
Indeed. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more other platforms to come. Don't forget, also, you can buy the Raiders stickers at furryraiders.org, Foxer and Joel, Orion's, and more to be coming soon. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.